Okay, this week is Parshas Terumah. This is the off Shabbos. Every Chodesh Adar, depending on the way the year for the calendar falls out, you have the Dalet Parshiyos, and Rosh Chodesh Adar is on Monday. Aleph Adar is on a Monday. Then this Shabbos Vov is the Hefsek. Next week is Mishnah Parshas Zachar, then Parshas Parah, and then Parshas Achodesh. So this week is the Hefsek, is the break. Okay, so Parshas Terumah. Everyone's familiar with the famous question right away in Pasuk Beis, Daber over the Yisrael, V'yichul li Terumah. And take from me Terumah, Me'ez kol hashe she'yedvenu libay, from everyone who donates, Tikhul as Terumah, so you take my Terumah. And the question is obvious, V'yichul, take Terumah, V'yitnu, give me Terumah. Hashem speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu, to go Daber to B'nai Yisrael. What should Moshe tell B'nai Yisrael? Take Terumah, or give Terumah? Imagine if someone's going around collecting stock and he says, take. He won't have any money left. Yeah? He says, give. He gets the stock on. When you collect, you don't say take. Because truma is not the appropriate lotion to use. So I know you mentioned this many times in the past, but it's always worthwhile to repeat, because especially when it comes to giving stock on, the Yetzirah is very, very hard to try to hold people back. Always kedai to repeat over. The Ben Ishchai has his famous marshal, which others say as well, for other inyonim, and that is that somebody sees a farmer for the first time planting wheat, planting seeds. He never saw how wheat grows, and he sees the farmer putting the seeds in the ground, taking good, perfect seeds, put it in the ground, gets all dirty, covers it over, and he says to the farmer, what are you doing? You're taking seeds and you're destroying them. You're putting them in the ground. You're ruining perfectly good seeds. What are you doing? Little does he understand that what will happen is the seeds will take root and the wheat will grow and the farmer will harvest the wheat and they'll grind the wheat into flour and then they'll bake into bread, and that's where bread comes from. But without putting the wheat in the ground, the seeds in the ground, the wheat doesn't grow. So in essence, what looks like destroying the wheat really is causing the wheat to grow. Stock is the same. The pasuk says zero lachem stock. Plant for you stock. Stock is like putting the seeds in the ground. When you put the seeds in the ground, what happens? It grows back. When someone gives the stock, what happens? Instead of looking at it that he's losing the money, he gave away the money, what happens? The money comes back. Kodesh Baruch Hu rewards a person for giving stock. Asa to asa. Asa mishveo shitas asher. Or asa b'shvil shetes aser. Either way, a person gives ma'aser, gives it stocker, he has a right to, he has a kodesh baruch hu for wealth, for reward. Or asa b'shvil shetes aser, give ma'aser, so Hashem should bench you and he'll give ma'aser again, and again, and again. You'll have enough to keep on giving ma'aser over and over and over again. Stock is compared to planting. When you plant, you get back. When you give stocker, you get back. So it's not the yitnu. The pasuk b'yirmiyahu Ram is not just giving. But when you give, it's really v'yichul. Really, you're taking it back. Of course, a person's kavana in giving the tzedakah should not be to take it back. It should be for the mitzvah of tzedakah. But a result of giving is v'yichul. A person ends up taking back, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu rewards a person for giving tzedakah. For Rapam, it's well known that Rapam says over the word that v'yichul. There are different types of people that give tzedakah. There are those that wait until they're asked. When somebody says, give, then they reach into their pockets and they give. And then there are those who, when they see the ani, they see somebody who needs, they come running over, take. Here, I have. They don't wait until they're asked. Until they're asked, they give tzedakah, but they come running over and they offer to give tzedakah. Here, take. The pasuk speaking around is v'yikchu li terumah. You should be from those that offer to give. Don't wait until the pressure's on and they ask you and you feel obligated to give. But v'yikchu li terumah, offer to, here, take. Or for the oni, instead of having the oni come to you, you save the oni the embarrassment. The ikhli truma, go ahead and offer to give truma. I don't remember who says, but the word truma is spelled tuf resh vav mem hei. Maybe it's the Ben Ishchai. The word truma is tuf resh vav mem hei. Mem taira. If you take out the mem, you have the word taira. Truma is tuf resh vav mem hei. Tuf vav resh hei is taira. Mem are the 40 days that the Torah was given by Har Sinai. So the word Terumah is a remez to the Torah. The Medrash says, V'ikhuli Terumah, it says by Torah, Ki lakach toiv nosati lachem, Torah si al tazaydu. Tyre's called a lekach taif. Stock is a good deal. When you give the stocker, you give, you get back. Tyre is also a lekach taif. How is Tyre a lekach taif, a good deal? I don't remember who
says
it. Imagine two merchants, two businessmen go out to the Yavid, go to the fair together. And one is selling his material, and one is selling his clothing. At the end of the day, one says to the other, you know what, let's switch. You had a good day selling your material, I earned money with my clothing, let's try it tomorrow the other way around. I'll sell the clothing, and you sell the material, and we'll see how much each one of us makes. At the end of the day, one of us has the clothing, one of us has the material. If we trade, we don't end up with both. Each one ends up only with what he traded for. Tyre is not like that. Tyre is a lekach taif, a good business deal. If I learn say this volume, and somebody else learns say the mayit, and I say to him, let's trade, I'll teach you what I know, I'll teach you say this volume, you teach me what you know, you teach me say the mayit, what happens at the end? I have both, and he has both. There's no better deal in the world. Anything else that you trade, what you had, you lose, and you gain something else. You can't keep both. But when it comes to Tyre, it's a lekach taif. It's a good business deal. Equally truma by Torah, it's equally its take. Because when you teach somebody else, you learn with somebody else, not only does he gain, but you gain as well. Both of you end up having both. So Torah is no better deal in the Torah than lekach taif than Torah itself. The pasuk says later on, and this I know we said over probably every year to Kol Yochor, but it's worthwhile to say it over again and again and again, because the lesson is just as powerful now and always. The Kol Yochor on the pasuk of Asu Aron Asei Shitim, the pasuk tells us the measurements of the Aron. And what are the measurements of the Aron? The pasuk tells us the Aron is Amasayim Echetzi Yarkoi, 2.5 Amas long, Ba'ama Vechetzi Rachpa, and 1.5 wide, Ba'ama Vechetzi Kemasa, and 1.5 tall. And says the Kol Yochor, if you look at the Aron, the Shulchan, and the Mizbeach, these are three kelim that had a crown around them. The Aron had the crown, the Shulchan, and the Mizbeach. Those three, if you look very closely at the measurements of these three kelim, it's very interesting. The Aron, all the measurements are broken. They all are half amas. 2.5 amas long, an am and a half wide, an am and a half tall. All end in halves. That's in Perik Chofei, Pasuk Yud. If you look at the Shulchan, which is a little further in Perik Chafei, Pasuk Chaf Gimel, the Asisa Shulchan Asay Shitim, should make the Shulchan of cedar wood, Amasayim Arkoi, V'Ama Rachboi, V'Ama V'Chetzi Kemasai. Two Amas long, one Amas wide, and Amas and a half tall. Some of the measurements are complete, whole Amas, the length and the width, and one, the height, is an Amas and a half, ends in a half. If you look at the Mizbeach, later on in the parasha, in Perik Chavov, Pasuk Aleph, Perik Chav Zayin, Pasuk Aleph, the Asis says on Mizbeach, Hatzei Shitim, Chomesh Amos Eirech, 5 Amos long, the Chomesh Amos Reichav, 5 Amos wide, Revua Yi Amos Beach, it's a square, the Shalosh Amos Koimosai, 3 Amos tall. All the measurements are whole. Says the Koyoka. Must be a reason why. By the Oren, all the measurements end in halves. The Shulchan, some measurements are whole, some end in half. And by the Mizbeach, all the measurements are whole. It says the Kol Yochor on the Pasuk by the Aron in Perik Chafei Pasuk Yud, says the Kol Yochor, the Torah is teaching us how one should look at Torah, how one should look at the Shulchan. The Aron represents Keset Torah, the crown of Torah. What's the secret to learning Torah? What does Pirkei Avos teach us? Zehu Chacham, Haloi Meit Mikol Adam. Who's a Chacham? One who learns from everybody, from somebody else. A person who thinks that he knows it all. I learned enough. He won't learn from anybody. He'll remain where he is. He can't grow. Only a person who realizes that there's what to learn from others, and he's open to hear how others learn, he'll grow in learning. But a person who thinks that he knows it all, there's no room for any growth in Torah. When it comes to learning Torah, a person's attitude has to be, everything is halves. I only know half. I don't know everything. There's so much more to learn. Therefore, all the measurements of the Aron are only halves. To symbolize, to teach a person, when it comes to Torah, a person should never think, I know it all, I learned it all, there's no need to chazer it over, there's no need to learn it again, there's no need to hear what others have to say, but rather he should feel he's not complete in Torah. and you shouldn't have gaiva and feel haughty. Oh, I learned so much. Therefore, the Torah's merame is all the measurements of the aroin in halves. And a person should realize that no matter how much he learns, there's always more to learn. The Shulchan, on the other hand, represents Kesa Malchus, the crown of Malchus. The Shulchan represents Olam Hazeh, wealth in this world. What should a person's attitude be towards the Gashmius, the wealth, the property that he owns in this world? So a person has to know he needs. A person has to eat. A person needs parnasa, he needs. But on the other hand, a person has to realize that he can't go give in to all the tithes that he has. He has to hold himself back. He can't give in to every tithe that he has. So therefore, the midos, the measurements of the Shulchan, some are whole and some are half. The whole measurements present the idea that a person has to use the gashmius that he has. He has to eat. He has to earn a parnasa. The gashmius that he has, he has to use. Also represents the idea of Ezeu Oshin HaSmech Bechelka. He should feel whole with what he has. He should be running after everything else. However, the half, the measurement that ends in a half, represents the idea that a person should not give in to all his tithes. Hold yourself back. Just because a person has the opportunities, the ability to do this, to do that, or to buy, or to be, have extras, doesn't mean that he has to do it. Hold yourself back and don't give in to all the tithes that a person has. That's the half of it. The Mizbeach, on the other hand, what's the purpose of the Mizbeach? Well, all the measurements are complete. The purpose of the Mizbeach is to bring a kapara for a person. The whole purpose of karbonos are a kapara. A person did an aveira, it brings a kapara. But Mizbeach HaKtairis, the Ktairis is also used for mechaper on Bnei Yisrael. A person brings a kapara, if he does a tshuva properly, what happens? He becomes an Adam HaShalom, becomes a complete person. Therefore, all the measurements of the Mizbeach are complete. To represent the idea that when a person does tshuva, and a person brings about a kapara, he's zeichet to be cleansed from his averis, and becomes a complete person, another mashalim, therefore all the measurements are complete. So explains the Klei Yakod, the significance of the measurements of the kelim in the Mishkan. In fact, comes to Torah, it's a very valuable lesson, that no matter how many times a person learned, we learned the Black Amora once, we learned it twice, we learned it three times, there's always more to learn. Learning again and again, there's always more to learn. No matter how much a person did, a person can never say, I know it all. There's always more to do and always more to learn. The Pasuk says, by the Menaira, Kaf Tireyem Ukenoisa Mimeno Yiyu. Pasuk Chaf Hei, Pasuk Lamin Vav. Pasuk says about the Menaira, the Kaf Tireyem Ukenoisa Mimeno Yiyu, Kula Miksha Achas Zahavtar. How was the menorah made? The menorah was originally one solid mass of gold, one piece of gold, and Moshe had to bang it out. Rashi brings down he had difficulty doing so, menorah shalesh, Shem helped him, but it was one mass of gold, and the menorah was banged out into the shape that it was, which was a tremendous job on its own. The Chassam Sofer, Pidrush, Darshins, Kaftareim Ukenoisim Imenayu. The menorah represents light. What's the light? The light of Torah, the Ner Shel Torah. The Menorah represents the Neros, Ner Mitzvah of the Torah, or light represents Torah, the Torah. Mimena Yiyu. It has to come from it. Whenever you use for Torah, has to be Mimena. Has to come from the Torah itself. You can't go ahead and bring in outside sources. You can't go ahead and use ideas from the Goyim, ideas from the outside world when it comes to Torah. Torah is pure. It has to be Mimenu Yiyu. It has to be from the Torah itself. And they say over a story, the Maskilim we know were very big in Diktuk. Diktuk was one of the ideas that they took very seriously. They were very big in Diktuk. One time one of the Maskilim came to the Beis HaLevi and he had a very difficult question concerning the Diktuk of a certain word, a certain pasuk. And he figured he's going to stump the Beis HaLevi. He asked the Beis HaLevi how he could explain a pidiktuk, this pasuk. And on the spot, Beis HaLevi fired an answer back. 1, 2, 3, he answered him back. And the maskil was left with his mouth wide open. And he couldn't understand how the Beis HaLevi, who didn't horrify over diktuk the way the maskilim did, and the maskilim were all troubled by this question, how the Beis HaLevi was able to answer him. So he said to the Beis HaLevi, I don't understand. I never thought you'd be able to give an answer. How is it that I spent so much time studying the rules of grammar and the rules of diktuk, and I don't have an answer, and you're able to answer me right away? So Levi said to him, it says in Eishes Chayim, Sein Eishes Chayom. Sodin Osso Sovatimkor, Vachagor Nosno Kenani. Sodin Osso Sovatimkor, and Isha makes a sodin, a sheet, Vatimkor, and she sells it. Vachagor, but the garment with a belt, Nosno Kenani, she gives it away. So basically, they ask this masculine, why when it comes to the sodin, does she sell it? When it comes to the charg, the belt, Nosno, she gives it away. Why here does she sell it, and here she gives it away? So the Levi said to him, I'll answer you with a marshal. He says, famous marshal. He says, imagine there's a big merchant, and he comes to the factory, and he's buying loads and loads and yards of merchandise, of material, one yard after another, rolls and rolls of merchandise. And he comes to pay up front, and he's carrying loads and rolls and rolls. And by the counter, he sees ropes hanging down. Ropes. And he says to the owner of the factory, you know, I need some ropes. I want to take some ropes. How much are they? So the owner tells him, all the ropes, you can have those for free. Take the ropes for free, it's yours. He pays, he leaves. Somebody else standing nearby saw that the owner is giving away ropes for free. He walks up to the counter, and he says, I'll have some of those ropes in here. The owner says, fine. And he's ready to walk out. He says, 1 minute, you didn't pay me yet. Hey, I thought the ropes are free. You just gave it away for free. The owner says, nah, he says, that sucker just bought for me hundreds of dollars of merchandise. So I gave him the ropes as an extra benefit, a bonus, a good customer I take care of. But you, who didn't buy anything else from me, the ropes you have to pay full price. Says the Beis HaLevi, that's the pshat. Sodin osa v'timkar. She sells the sodin. But if somebody buys from her the sodin, v'chagod, the gart, or the belt, she gives away for free. You give a bonus. It's the same is true when it comes to Torah. When it comes to learning Torah, if a person harvests on the ikar of Torah, the sodin, a person harvests on the ikar of the Torah, and he learns, Kodesh Baruch Hu sort of throws into him the extras for free. So even though I didn't harvest all the diktuk the way you did, but b'meila, from all the learning Torah that I did, Hashem enlightened me to the rules and the diktuk of this pasuk, I was able to answer you. But you, maskil, you make diktuk the ikar. Torah is not the ikar by you. The grammar is the ikar. The poetry, how the words read, that's the ikar. If that's the ikar, it's not coming to you for free. That you're going to have to schwitz, that you're going to have to work for. But somebody who learns Torah, then the extras come to him for, the extras come for free.
What pasuk does this go on?
Kafterei mukunaisa mimena you. Pasuk chof hei, pasuk amadvav. Basically, some sight from men and you. The Torah has to come in men, from it, from purity. And that's why you find that the Gedolim were always very makbid when starting to build the yeshiva or printing sfarim that should be done on paper with no chil Shabbos involved. The buildings should be done up here at the beginning. So everything that should start off with a kedusha, because everything is based on where it comes from. If you want Torah to grow, mimen, it has to be from in itself. The Torah has to grow from the kedusha of Torah and not from any outside sources. Just a few little ideas that I saw on the parasha. The pasuk says, "Vasisa shulchan atzei shitim." Going back, and Rabbeinu Bachai is well known, but just it's worthwhile to see it inside. The pasuk says. In Pasuk, Perik Chaf Pei, Pasuk Chaf Gimel, V'asisa Shulchan Atzei Shitim, make the Shulchan Atzei Shitim. It's well known from Rabbeinu Bachai, he brings down that a Shulchan is called a Shulchan, V'akei Nikra Shulchan. Why is a table called a table? Shakarish Baruch Hu Shayleach Birchasoi Ba'lechem Shalom. Hashem sends his bracha with the lechem on it. So Shulchan is Roshan of Shayleach. Hashem sends a bracha onto the Shulchan. And even today, when we have no shulchan in the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem sends a bracha in the Mezainis, and when a person makes a bracha on the chulin by the table, that brings down the shefa, that brings down the bracha. A person, shulchan daim al mizbeach, shulchan's like the mizbeach, and akshav, she'ein Beis HaMikdash kayem, now there's no Beis HaMikdash, odom is haper al yidei shulchan, a person has a kapara with his table, but the brachas that he makes by the table and the achnosas archim that he has by the table, and says Rabbeinu Bachai, the word shitim atzei shitim shin tes yud mem stands for shalom toiva yeshua mechila. The asisa shulchan atzei shitim is spelled shin tes yud mem. stands for Shin is for Shalom, Tes for Taiva, Yud Yeshua, and Mem is Mechila. There's a person who treats his table proper with the proper kedusha. He's zeichet the brach of Shalom of Taiva, Yeshua, and Mechila. So the table has a kedusha. The frat, how many mitzvahs a person can accomplish by sitting by the table, eating, Suda Shabbos, learning. The mitzvahs are so plenty that a person can achieve by the table. A person that has a kapara. And Rebbe Mechai brings down the mini chassidim shibet sarfas. The mini chassidim in France was shoisim mishulchanam aron lekvura. They used to make the shulchan into a coffin. They were buried with the wood of the shulchan to tell us that a person doesn't take anything with him from this world, only the tzedakah that he did while he was alive, and the toivo shul meitiv al shulchanai. And the toivo he did by his table, by feeding others, achnosas archim, and so on, that will accompany him to the next world. Lakach omru rabbi seinu zal, ha-mayrich al shulchanai, one who's mayrich by his table. And this way the guests could come and eat, and they don't feel pressure to leave. And Aniyim could come, Ma'alichin lo yom avushnois, and he lives a long life. So today the Shulchan takes the place of the Mizbeach. The Arachai Makosh says a tremendous vart. Short, but a tremendous lesson. How does the Pasha start off? The Pasha starts off, take Truma, and the Pasuk starts listing all the materials that Moshe Rabbeinu collected from Bnei Yisrael. The Zayis HaTruma Shetik Truma Itam. And what are the materials? Zahav, gold, kesef, silver, nechashis, copper, tzcheles, agamon, telashon, ishesh, izim, oiris, elim, modomim, oiris, choshim, atse, shidim, shemen, and so on. Pasuk zayin, avne shayam, v'avne miluim, wa'ifad v'lechashim. The list of the list is pasuk zayin, the avne shayam, and the avne miluim. Says our Chaim HaKadosh, what was worth the most? If someone had to put a value on these materials, which one would be worth the most? Avnei Shayam, Avnei Miluim. They were precious. They were gems. Why are they mentioned at the end? Why are they mentioned at the end? They get pushed down to the last on the list. Gold, silver, copper, and that, don't forget the Avnei Shayam, the Avnei Miluim. For the Eifer and the Chayshin. The Eifer and the Chayshin were for the Big Day Kohen Gadol. They were Chosh, they were worth a lot. They were used for the Big Day Kohen Gadol. Somehow they get demoted all the way down to the very end. The end of the list in Pasuk Zayin. Why are they demoted to the end? And the Aruch Chaim Kodesh says at the very end, Oid Nere, the Gemara in Yuma Ayin Hei tells us, Shohanonim Hoyumavim Es Avnei Hashayim. The clouds brought the Avnei Hashayim. Where did the Avnei Hashayim come from? The sky. They fell down from Shemayim. They fell down. Says Aruch Chaim Kodesh, Im Kain, if that's so, Mishuchan Gavoya Hoyumavim. The Nesiyim brought the Avnei Hashayim. The Nesiyim bought the Av Muim from Hashem. V'loi Tairach V'yigiyah, without any effort on their part. V'loi Chisar Kis, there was no loss of money on their part. It wasn't they had to take their own money and give it, there was no loss of money. And therefore, it's mentioned list. Therefore, it's mentioned at the very end, after all the other Nadavos, Shmevim, Ikisim was bought from their own money, by the Tairach, with difficulty, with bother. Money that a person gives, with bother, his own money, is more choshuv than even the Avnei Shayam and the Avnei Miluim. And therefore, they're mentioned at the very end. You know, people give tzedakah, sometimes a person feels, I can't give that much, how much is it worth? Is it pay to give? Avnei Shayam, Avnei Miluim. A person who gives what he can, and there's a chasar and kiss involved, there's tairach involved, he worked hard for the money, and he gives it, it's more choshuv than even the Avnei Shayam and the Avnei Miluim, and that's why they're mentioned at the very end of the list. Interesting, Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. The Beis Yisroel. Gerer Rebbe, the Beis Yisroel says also a nice brought on the Menorah. If you look at the Menorah, how many branches came out of the Menorah? V'shisha konim yoytze mitzideho. There are six branches coming out of the Menorah. Altogether, there were seven neighbors. There's one in the middle stem, the middle corner, and then he had three and three. This is the Beis Yisroel. Think for a second. Which one is more choshev? The one in the middle. Fakert. All the lights turned towards the middle. All the neighbors were facing towards the middle. Yet, says the Beis Yisrael, think for a second. Which was the shortest of all the konim? The middle one was the shortest. The ones that were further away from the middle had to stretch out more, they were longer. Then the ones in between were a drop shorter and shorter. The shortest one was in the middle. And as we moved away from the middle, each branch became longer. So the Beis Yisrael remnants to the idea that the more that a person makes himself an onov, Kodesh Baruch Hu makes him bigger. And the more that a person tries to make himself greater, the Kodesh Baruch Hu mashpil, Hashem lowers him. So the middle corner, which was sort of the most choshuv, is the smallest. And as the konim spread out further away, they became bigger. So the more a person is an onov, the more Kodesh Baruch Hu raises a person. But a person who tries to be a balgaiva, tries to show off, Kodesh Baruch Hu lowers a person, again, a remez from the menorah. Just want to end off with one part. I think we said it over in the past. V'yosuli mikdash v'shachanti v'saychom. In Perek Chafei, Pasuk Ches, says the Pasuk, make for me a mikdash, a mishkan, and I'll live among you. I'll live in the mikdash. Perhaps the Dumna Magid says the Marshal, if I'm wrong, correct me. V'yosuli mikdash v'shachanti v'saychom. I think the Dumna Magid says over the Marshal. There was once a wealthy man, and of course, he spoiled his son. He gave his son money to spend, and his son spent money without any cheshbon. And the son, money didn't mean anything to him. So when the father gave him money, he would lose it, he'd drop it, he'd leave it, he'd forget what he did with it. He didn't have any care for money. So the father decides to buy his son a nice wallet, a fancy wallet. And he puts the money in the wallet with a zipper, with a button. This way the money will stay inside. The money won't get lost. And the rich man's son now walks around with his fancy wallet. And of course, what does he do? He shows it off to all his friends, and he shows off the wallet. He has a friend, a poor boy. The poor boy sees the fancy wallet. He decides that he has to have a fancy wallet also. So, next time he finds a few pennies, his father gave him a few pennies, he puts it away. And his father asks him, why are you saving the money? Why don't you go ahead and buy something that you need? And he says, I am saving it for what I need. I need to buy myself a fancy wallet. So his father says to him, a fancy wallet? So the boy says, yeah, my friend, the wealthy man's son, look, he has such a fancy wallet, and I want to have one, I want to have a wallet just like that. So the father starts laughing at him, and he says to his son, think, the rich man's son, he needs a fancy wallet, because he has money to put inside of it. He has what to put inside of it. But what good will a wallet do for you if you don't have any money to put inside of it? Says the Dumna Magid, he also we mikdash. Kodesh Baruch Hu says to us, make for me a base of mikdash. V'shachanti b'saychom. The ik is not the binyan. The ik is not the building. The ik is not the fancy wallet. Not the fancy building. Not the big mishkan. The ik is the v'shachanti b'saychom. The shechina should rest inside. The ikr is that the shechina should be able to rest inside. It's what you put inside. The mikdash is not the ikr. The ik is how you use it. And if you do the avodah properly, and if you use it properly, the shechina is able to rest inside. It doesn't count. The outside, it's the inside. What's inside counts. And of course, the Mefarshim will explain, the also mikdash calls on every person as well. Not only does it mean to make a mishkan, but make yourself into a mishkan, so the shechina can rest inside each and every person. But the ikar is not the outside, the ikar is the inside. And having a shul, a nice shul, a vada's inyan of zekeli vanveyu, but the ikar is what the shul is used for, what's done inside the shul, how the shul is used. So Baruch Hashem, we're zeicha to come together to learn every night, but also in mikdash v'shachanti b'saychom, and by learning Torah we bring down the Shechina, which takal b'zaycha, that we should have the true base of mikdash, the Bayis Shlishi, and to be zaycha, the Shechina should come down to the Bayis Shlishi, and we should all be zaycha to go to Eretz Yisrael. Meher v'yimeinu, amen.